I am most pleased and excited to be able to share with you today various concepts and skills regarding communication, which, if understood and applied, can make relationships more enjoyable and satisfying. And isn't that what you want? Satisfying relationships where you feel comfortable knowing that your life is better because of the people in it. So let's take a look at the whole subject of communication. The topic of communication is a great one that encompasses so many areas of life. It includes your relationship with yourself, knowing yourself, communicating with yourself, knowing who you are, what you feel, and what you want. It is from knowing yourself that you can have a relationship with someone else. How can you be intimate with anybody else if you aren't first intimate with yourself? Communication has to do with how we relate to others. It has to do with intimacy and sharing and caring with family, friends, or a mate. Communication is an expression of our power, of being proactive and taking responsibility for our lives, of envisioning something that we want and then creating it. Communication involves risk-taking and venturing into the arena of the unknown. You know that feeling of being afraid to do something and then you do it anyway? You feel nervous and uncomfortable, and then you present your product to a customer, or you give a speech, or you reach out to someone. Life becomes an exciting adventure when you aren't run by your fear. Communication includes creativity and self-expression that can manifest this song, dance, art, or writing. The creative process is very healing and satisfying for many people. Communication is part of keeping everything moving in life, which is the paradigm of health. Holding feelings in, not talking things through, and not expressing ourselves sows the seeds of anxiety and depression and can make us physically ill. Think about a river. As long as the river is flowing, the water remains clean. Block the river and dam it up, and the waters become stagnant. You wouldn't want to drink those waters. Our bodies and our relationships are like that. We can't afford to hold things back. Our health depends upon the flow.